Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Hello, American. Happy Friday. Yep, we're getting into the holiday season, and Just the News has a solution for you. If you're looking for a different, unique, thoughtful gift you can give this Christmas season, well, we put together our own holiday gift guide, chock full of special offers that our partners, our strategic advertisers, our sponsors are making available to you for this Christmas. Everything from man crates to the gift of an AMAC membership, all available in one simple location, justthenews.com/offers, justthenews.com/offers. Go check that out. There's all sorts of great ideas from subscriptions and memberships to unique gifts to some of my favorite warm socks when I go up to the cabin and work out in the mountain on the weekends cutting wood from heat holders. There's just an incredible collection. And as you know, my wife and I like to hang out in our Tommy John loungewear when we're up at the cabin. Soft, warm, comfortable, even fashionable enough to answer the door in at night if you're hanging out around the fireplace. All of those gifts, all of those ideas, all of the discounts that you can get because you're a member of the Just the News family, the John Solomon Reports listenership. All you got to do is go to justthenews.com/offers. That's that easy. justthenews.com/offers. All right. We've got an incredible show for you today. We've been writing about all of the disputes, all of the angst, all of the uncertainty, all of the failures in the Arizona election. You know what happened in Maricopa County and the long lines, the printers and toner that didn't exist and printers that didn't work right for a long period of time. Today, we're going to talk to the Republican Party chairwoman for the state of Arizona, Dr. Kelly Ward. She'll bring us up to speed on all that's been going on there, why it happened, why there's such a long history, a decade history of problems in the Sunshine State of Arizona. Well, she's going to bring us up to all the, and by the way, the season of election isn't over there. As soon as the state certifies, we expect Carrie Lake and Abe Hamadeh, at least two Republican nominees for the Arizona election, to file lawsuits challenging the results of that election where Democrats have been declared the winners. So that's going to carry on all the way into December. But before we get there, we're going to get a special, unique update from Dr. Kelly Ward in just a few minutes right here on John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. And then to keeping in that spirit, the festive spirit that we're in Christmas season, and we're all got to get our holiday shopping done. And you know about our holiday gift guide. We're going to talk a little bit about giving a unique gift, a gift that brings with it peace of mind and preparedness. Joe Reek, our good friend from My Patriot Supply, is going to be here to tell us how you can take a food preparedness supply kit and make it a very special, thoughtful, touching holiday gift to a loved one, a neighbor, a family member, a friend as a holiday gift. As so many ideas in the holiday season, but this is one that is a thoughtful, long-term gift that says, hey, I care enough about you to make sure you're prepared for the next disaster. I care about you enough to have peace of mind, not to worry about a food supply interruption, which we saw, by the way, it happened in real time during the beginning of the pandemic when you went to the food grocery store and there wasn't chicken, there wasn't food, there wasn't, in some cases, even paper towels. I remember how frustrating it was to have to go to two or three stores to get the checklist, the shopping list fulfilled. So Joe is going to walk us through, this is a unique gifting opportunity. He's going to walk us through it. And we're also going to keep talking about some of the red flashing lights in the economy, the supply chain interruptions, the diesel fuel shortage, the just averted, nearly averted, but just averted railroad strike. And we're going to give you a sense of what is going on in the economy that makes preparedness a higher priority than it might have been 5 years ago for you, 10 years ago. How do you keep food fresh and ready for 25 years? How does it taste? How do you get it? What happens if there's a disaster at your home and your food supply gets destroyed? Joe is going to cover all of those questions. You've sent a lot of those questions to me over the last year. We're going to answer all of them in a really thoughtful conversation and give you one more idea for a holiday gift this year, which we're really excited about. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, first up, Dr. Kelly Ward, chairwoman of the Arizona Republican Party, on all of the election integrity issues still stewing in the state of Arizona, right after this commercial break. Hey folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. Always excited to have this next guest on the show. She is a truth teller. She's a mover and shaker. And right now, she's on the front lines of the latest election integrity debate that has rankled Arizona. She is the chairwoman of the Arizona Republican Party, Dr. Kelly Ward. Dr. Kelly Ward, great to have you on.
Hey, John, thanks for having me. Yeah, Arizona, again, the front lines of trying to save this country. and sadly disappointed again after what happened in 2020. We thought that we could fix it for 2022, but it is still broken.
It is. And, you know, we had a fun story the other day by my colleague, Natalia Mittelstadt, that went back and showed Maricopa County specifically. Every election since 2012, there have been significant problems time and time and time again. It's a slow motion train wreck, and it doesn't seem like, even with all the great work that the Arizona Senate did, that the mindset in Maricopa County has changed at all. Same different names, but same mindset. Tell us the state of play right now as Abe Hamadeh and Kerry Lake look at legal challenges. Where are we in this process?
Right. Well, we have had 14 out of our 15 counties who have certified their elections. My county, Mojave County, actually did that under duress. Their attorney got up at their supervisor's meeting and basically told them that they would be arrested and taken to jail if they did not certify on Monday, the 28th. Cochise County is fighting that, another rural county. They are the county that wanted to do a full hand count of their votes, and they had the capacity to do so. But judges and lawyers told them, no, you're not allowed to check. That would be against the law for you to check to make sure that these votes are all valid. So they're holding up because they're, you know, two of their three supervisors don't feel confident that they have a certifiable election yet. And that is actually their main responsibility, is making sure that what they certify is certifiable. And if they don't feel confident in those results, then I don't see how they can be forced to do so. We do have something in our law that states that counties do not certify, then you can have up to 30 days as you wait for them to do so. Now, Mark Elias, who I think is from the devil, attorney there in the D.C. area, very close to every Democrat cause and socialistic endeavor to change our country for the worse. He's there threatening Cochise County. He's trying to get a former attorney general to tell them they're going to be charged with felonies and they're going to be carted away. But I believe that our Arizona state statute protects them as they try to do their job.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable that these threats have been made. And one of the persons or offices that made the threat was Katie Hobbs, who has a vested interest in telling these counties to certify the votes because she becomes governor with that certification. The idea that Katie Hobbs was in her office as Secretary of State was applying the pressure in these letters to these counties concern you a little bit?
Yes, of course. I served with Katie Hobbs. I was in the Arizona State Senate. She was in the Arizona State Senate. I saw what kind of legislator and lawmaker she is. She is a radical leftist with the agenda that is not good for Arizona and is not good for the rest of the country. And for her to have the upper hand to be able to threaten these supervisors who are elected in their county to do a job is really just appalling.
Yeah, pretty stunning. There are two tracks here. One is to resolve what can be resolved in the 2022 election. Let's start there. What are the chances that Abe Hamadeh or Kerry Lake will be able to prevail with litigation?
Well, you know, I think that there's every chance in the world as long as we can get judges who are just, who aren't fearful and who follow our law. Now, Abe Hamadeh's attorney, Corey Langhofer, he filed the challenge to the election before the certification because he knows it's imminent and it's going to eventually happen. The judge dismissed that and said, you have to wait until the certification is complete. Now, we saw this play out in 2020 because there were lawsuits filed. They said they were too early. They were filed after the certification and they were told that they were moot. And so where is the time to intervene? So Kerry and Abe are both looking for avenues as candidates. They have the best standing to be able to do that. So we're going to have to watch how that plays out. And then going forward, you know, you have to depend on the legislature. And sadly, it's kind of a dismal state of affairs there. We have right now a Republican governor, a Republican-controlled House, a Republican-controlled Senate. And, you know, people like Rusty Bowers, who was unelected as the Speaker of the House and as a representative altogether, refused to let election integrity bills go forward. Governor Ducey refused to stand up and even say vote for Republicans after August, have done nothing toward the election integrity effort. And so now there's the potential of having Katie Hobbs behind the governor's desk and hopefully not that many weak-kneed Republicans in the legislature. But if you look back at history, Janet Napolitano, radical leftist, big spending governor who went on to go work for Barack Obama and still works for the government right now, I believe. When she was the governor, we had a supermajority or almost a supermajority of Republicans, and those people still sent us into oblivion to the point when Republicans came back into power, we had to mortgage our state buildings, including the state capitol, to overcome what was done. And it wasn't just done by Janet Napolitano. It was also done by establishment Republicans who wanted to go along to get along, which ultimately harms we the people.
Yeah, such a great point. The electoral strategy going forward in states where absentee early, no excuse absentee balloting is the law or the practice unchallenged. It seems as though Republicans are going to have to up their game so that they can get enough numbers in the early vote that their extraordinary turnout on day of vote will push them over the top. Do you see a mindset at the national party level or at the state party levels around this country in places like Pennsylvania, Michigan, where they're dealing with this reality? You've had some time in Arizona. You know what it's like to live in that system. Do the Republicans have the right mindset to play the modern ballot game? And if not, what needs to happen in order to change that?
Right. Well, I certainly hope so. In Arizona, there was a case called Brnovich versus the DNC, making ballot harvesting illegal in our state. Now, there isn't a tooth in that law, so it has no teeth behind it. It's very rarely enforced because the enforcement piece was never put into statute to go along with it being illegal to harvest ballots. I do know that there are people here that want to vote on one day on paper with 100% voter ID, and I think that that's probably the only way you're going to get back to legitimacy of every ballot that's cast. I also believe it should be done at a precinct level so that those votes can be counted on election night and we can know the results by morning. Here in Arizona, it's probably going to have to be done by Citizens Initiative, which is a very expensive process to be able to get enough money to be able to get those votes, to get it on the ballot, and then to get it passed. But with the cards we're dealt, if Katie Hobbs is the governor, Adrian Fontes is the Secretary of State, and, oh my goodness, Chris Mays is the Attorney General, they can turn this state on its head by creating an elections procedures manual that will completely disregard anything that currently is in statute, because that EPM, Elections Procedures Manual, becomes something with the force of law. So we've got work that we have to do, but I know that there are patriots here on the ground in Arizona, and I believe donors who understand that our country is at risk. Our freedom, our liberty are slipping away. Who will be willing to fight for that here in Arizona as well as in other states across the nation?
Yeah. And you have some concerns. I know you've been talking a little bit with the Democratic takeover likely in the state that businesses are going to flee Arizona, much like what happened in California and New York. You see all these businesses leaving. Arizona has been such a business friendly state for so long. You have real concerns that that's about to change, right? That temperature is about to change.
I really do. I know, you know, we've said for years, don't California, my Arizona. I think people come to Arizona because they love that freedom. They know that if they work hard, they'll be able to prosper. They love the grace and grit of the great Southwest here in our state. And I just don't think that a lot of the producers who moved here from California are going to want to live in mini California in Arizona. I think a lot of those businesses will flee. They will go to Texas. They will go to Florida. They will go to other places that are much more friendly to those endeavors, to people who are creating jobs, to people who do work hard and want to prosper, to those people with entrepreneurial spirit who just need that little extra push rather than having the government stepping on their head and pushing them down, making it almost impossible to succeed. And that's what we see in Democrat cities. It's what we see in Democrat states. And I hate to see that as a future for Arizona.
Yeah, it's such a perilous and momentous time in Arizona and a lot to be done. We have a mutual friend in Harmeet Dillon, and she made some pretty provocative comments on TV the last couple of days saying that all's not well in the RNC big things still have to change. I think you share some of those sentiments. Do you feel like the RNC has the right leadership right now?
You know, I think Rana has done, a job, and she's done a good job. It's a difficult job. I can tell you at the state level, it's difficult. It's a thankless job. At the state level, for me, it's an unpaid position. At the RNC, they do get a paycheck. But I think Rana told us in January of 2021 that she was not going to run again, that this was her last term, that she wanted to rectify some of the things that happened in 2020. Those things haven't been rectified. They have not been fixed. And I think it's time for change at the top of the RNC. I think Rana should gracefully exit and allow someone else to come in and lead this organization. Instead, you know, she's partnering up with a lot of the people who hate President Trump, to be honest and to be frank. And I don't think that that's the direction that we want to go in our party. There is a move from many of the establishment who had such an iron grip on the Republican Party for so long to do away with the America First message and do away with people who support making America great again. And I hate to see Rana as one or anyone perpetuating that and putting us back and making us Democrat light when all the people that we represent want is to be the party of faith, family, and freedom, to be the party that supports small government and low taxes and personal responsibility and following the Constitution. And they want to see that from the top all the way down to every grassroots activist that exists currently.
Yeah, these are a big momentous time. It's not going to be a cakewalk at the January RNC meeting. It seems like there's going to be a fight for the heart and soul of the party. It's going to be very interesting to see. Do you have any favorites, anyone you'd like to say, well, that'd be an interesting person to run the RNC right now?
Well, I mean, I think there are a lot of great people who have the skills, the talents, the abilities, who have been blessed that could do that job. I've heard people's names thrown around, from Congressman Lee Zeldin, who I think has a heck of a shot, to Mercedes Schlapp, to Harmeet herself. I think Harmeet Dillon would be a formidable force to reckon with there at the RNC, not just for her legal wrangling, but also for, her principled stance on what's going on with the party. So there's a lot of people out there. I can tell you one name that will not be in that, and that is Kelly Ward.
You're not going to put your hat in the ring, huh?
No, I'm looking forward to supporting whoever becomes the chair and helping to continue to have principled Republicans represent us here in Arizona and across this country, because I think that's the only way forward. You can't have the go-along, get-along, Democrat-light people, or our country just goes down the tubes a little bit more slowly than it would if Democrats had control of everything.
Such a great point, and one we can't lose sight of. Dr. Ward, it's always an honor to have you on the show. You always speak truth, and you always have your finger on the pulse of what's going on in conservative politics. Great update from Arizona. We're going to be watching a lot of issues still to be resolved over the next few weeks.
So true. And I look forward to helping things go along a great path, because this country is definitely worth saving.
You aren't kidding, and we're all fighting for it. So thank you so much for joining us. We'll have you back on real soon.
Sounds great. Bye-bye, John.
You as well. Have a good weekend. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to have an exclusive conversation with Joe Rigg from My Patriot Supply. How can you give a food preparedness kit as a holiday gift? What does it say to your loved one, your neighbor, your friend when you do so? And by the way, why are food preparedness kits beginning more and more popular in this very uncertain economy? We're going to cover all of that right after the commercial break. Hey folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of Triple Lock Home Title Protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back for the commercial break. An exciting day for the first time in Just the News history. We're launching a holiday gift guide, a Christmas gift guide with incredible offers from some of our most important partners, some of our most important advertisers and sponsors. You can check that out today by going to justthenews.com/offers, justthenews.com/offers. Some of the best and most exciting gifts and unique gifts. So sometimes it's hard to find something unique and not just fall into the routine. Well, there are 9 extraordinary, unique gifts. And one of those is a gift from My Patriot Supply. Give the gift of preparedness. With all of the concerns about food supply in America, about food shortages, inflation, inflated prices of food, now is the time to give a home preparedness food kit for one of your loved ones today. And joining us right now to tell you how you can do that is the Vice President of Sales for My Patriot Supply, Joe Reek. Joe, great to have you back on the show.
Hey, John, how are you doing? Thanks so much for having me on again. This is so much fun to talk about emergency preparedness with you and with your audience. So thank you so much for letting me come on with you guys.
We love it. We love the partnership. We love the product. We love the food. And we're in an era in American history where maybe in the past this would feel like a luxury item. Maybe if I get time, I'll do it. But with all of the warning signs blinking bright red right now that the American economy, the food supply is in grave danger next year. Now's the time to really give us. And, you know, I always think Christmas, it's always hard over the years to come up with something unique and different that someone says, wow, you put a lot of thought into this. But giving the gift of an emergency food supply for someone this year is, I think, just the perfect novel gift. Are people doing that all around the country?
You know, it's so interesting. You know what? Maybe I can help out a loved one, or maybe I can help out a family member who may not have the means or the ability to purchase this on their own. These make great gifts. And I can't tell you how many times after the holidays we receive letters from customers who actually received, you know, these emergency items as gifts from, you know, their family members or their neighbors, and they're just absolutely in love with this product. Because again, you're giving that peace of mind, and you're sharing that with your loved ones and helping them get a little bit better prepared. And by doing so, John, the better that everybody is prepared, the more people that are prepared, the better off everybody is going to be in the end. And so this is, again, the gift giving season. You know, this time of year, it's such an amazing gift to give, because it really does show how much love, how much compassion, and how much you really do care for your loved ones or your neighbors or those around you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. And it really is a thoughtful gift, a gift that lasts for a long time. And one of the things that I love to do when we get to this time of year, every company has an essential story. They have this great founding story. Tell us a little bit about how My Patriot Supply got started and sort of the company history, because it has a wonderful, great history.
You know, it is a great history. And the one who started the business, you know, he was a prepper himself. And he noticed that companies in the industry were really taking advantage of what he calls his people, you know, his people that think the same way, that want to get prepared. And he felt, you know what, we got to have a different way to be more upfront, to be more transparent, to really show people what it is that you need to get prepared. Because before My Patriot Supply came along, it was a one-size-fits-all package, which we found out doesn't really work. And there's a lot of misleading information out there as to how many calories you need. You know, different companies would say, well, look how much weight of the food it is, or look how many servings you get. When in reality, John, some of the most important things isn't necessarily how much it weighs or how many servings, but the most important thing is how many calories your body is going to be consuming, because calories at the end of the day is what's going to keep your body functioning. And with that in mind, he started My Patriot Supply to offer the most affordable emergency food that really does provide you with what you really need for survival. And that is going to be the calories, the protein, and it's not just empty calories. It's calories that are derived from complex carbohydrates. So let's say, you know, good things that your body needs for survival. And that's really how we got started. And, you know, putting the customer first, I think, is one of the things that really separates us from our competitors, John, is we really want to make sure that you can sit back and have 100% confidence that if this was the only thing that you had, if you only had a 4-week supply, or if you only had a 3-month supply, could you survive off of that if that was the only thing that you have? And the answer is 100% yes. And I know that because I even lived off this stuff for an entire month myself. And it was such a cool experience for me to do. Yeah, it was so neat, because when I first got started into this industry, again, I wanted to be able to look somebody in the eye with 100% confidence and say, yes, this could make you survive and this could get you through those hard times. And that's exactly what this product does, John, is it provides you with everything that you need in order to survive. And it's such a great feeling, and it's such an amazing experience to be able to help somebody and to offer that with the confidence that we have. And, you know, that's one of the things that I've just loved about this industry, is at the end of the day, I can go home and I can feel so good about what we do, what we sell, and what we provide to customers, because I know that it works.
Yeah. And here's a funny thing. I didn't set out to do this, but I've told this story a couple of times. People snicker at it, but about a couple months ago now, my wife was out of town for an extended period of time, taking care of a family member. And I hadn't gone shopping. I've been working real hard. The supplies went down. I got home about 9 o'clock and I'm really hungry. There's nothing good. And I looked at that emergency supply pack. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I cracked open the pack. I took out one of the spaghetti meals, made it in just a few minutes, and it was good. It tasted just like the spaghetti you get at the local restaurant. And I thought, well, how do you pull that off? I remember some MREs we ate after 9/11 and when I was on assignment as a reporter in war zones, and nothing tasted as good as what I tasted that night. I'm like, hey, this could be a regular thing going on here. You put a lot of effort into not making sure not only that the food is preserved and it's got the right calories, but it actually tastes good. What's the magic to making that happen?
You know, it's a mantra that we have here at My Patriot Supply, where we always are trying to get better. You know, we never settle for the status quo. And we have an amazing team here on our staff that take a look at all of our meals, and they're always coming up with new improvements, ways to make the meals taste more like those restaurants, ways to make things last a little bit longer, and ways to really improve. Because again, preparedness, emergency preparedness, it's not a destination, but it is a journey. You know, and that's one thing that I love talking with customers about, who may not know where to get started, you know, and they think, oh, well, I don't have the money to be able to get everything that I want right now. And that's okay. It's a journey. So you need to do what you can when you can. And again, this time of year, it's a great opportunity to help people get started with emergency preparedness, you know, getting them a little 72-hour kit, or a week supply kit for each member of the family, or even a 3-month kit. But getting them started and getting them actively involved with it, because this is something that you don't know if you're ever going to need it. And like we know, and like what we've seen, what's going on in our world today, costs are going up. Families are struggling right now to keep food on the table. And this is just an extra way to give you that peace of mind that if something were to happen, you know that you can say with 100% confidence that this is going to take care of your family. And as a dad, as a provider for my family, I love it. I feel good knowing that if something were to happen to me, or if we were to get stuck in a snowstorm or a global pandemic or a catastrophe, a natural disaster, we will be okay. And that is so empowering, and that is so confidence building that, you know, I'm not afraid of things that if they were to happen. Yeah, it's going to be tough if something does happen, John, but at least that's one thing that I'm not going to have to worry about. I'm not going to have to stress up or stay up at night worrying about, oh my gosh, what am I going to feed my family this next day? You know, and it's those things that really make this product unique because of the long shelf life, the 25-year shelf life. This is something that fans can get, they can put it away, and it'll be there when they need it.
Yeah, it is so amazing. And there is a lot of other amazing things that happen. For instance, we all worry about the supply chain in America today. And there was a talk of a rail strike coming on. There's diesel shortages. You actually went out and built your own delivery fleet so that there'd be no interruption and people could get things as quickly as possible. That's very unique. Tell us about how that happened.
Well, you know, it all kind of came about during the pandemic, because we operate multiple facilities throughout the country. And by doing so, it allows us to be able to ship our products fast. So customers, when they place an order with us, John, they can get their emergency food sent to them, delivered to their door within 2 days. And what we found out is we had a very hard time getting trucks to show up to our facility to be able to move our product to our other facilities. And the owner, I mean, this guy, he put so much thought, so much effort into everything that he's like, you know what? We got to do something about this. So he went out, he made the investment to buy semi-trucks and trailers. And now our fleet has grown to over 18 tractors. You know, we have 40 different trailers, and we are moving product across the country daily. And it's those little things that really separate us from our competitors. You know, we don't have to rely on other people to move our product. And so we have control over it, and we can make sure that our customers are taken care of the way that we want our customers to be taken care of, John. And it's those little
folks,
things that we're always doing. We're always trying to improve.
That is an amazing mentality to go out there and say, listen, we're not going to leave anything to fate. We are going to make sure our customers are well served. In 2 days is in today's supply chain environment, that is a remarkable track record to achieve in being able to get people their goods as quickly as you do. And it happened when my delivery came, I put the order in, boom, 2 days, it was there. And so it's really exciting to watch that happen. You have another thing that I haven't seen anywhere, certainly not in the disaster preparedness realm, but really anywhere. It's very rare to see this. You have a disaster warranty, meaning if someone has a tragedy in their life, something happens at their home, a flood, a hurricane, and their food supply gets damaged, you replace it, no questions asked. That is a pretty cool thing as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for example, like if you were to end up purchasing emergency food and heaven forbid your home catches on fire and your emergency supplies gets destroyed, well, guess what? We want you to be prepared. We know that you made the effort. We know that you made the sacrifice to do it. And we will replace up to 100% everything that you purchase from us, no questions asked. You know, if you bought a year supply for every member of your family, guess what? You're going to get a year supply for every member of your family replaced to you, no questions asked, sent out to you. So, again, you can have that peace of mind that your product, your emergency preparedness will always be there for you and your family.
Yeah, that is so cool. And it's so rare. I mean, it's such a unique thing to have created, and it distinguishes you guys from so many other competitors in the marketplace.
And the cool thing is, John, that there's no cost for that. It doesn't cost you anything additional for that disaster warranty. It's no cost to the customers. All you got to do is say, hey, yeah, I want to be enrolled into it. And that's all that you have to do.
That is so remarkably cool. And so, as I said, so different from so many other industries. It's an additional form of peace of mind that you get when you join the My Patriot Supply family. It's really amazing. We have had so many headlines in the last 6 months at Just the News that really point to stressors in the economy that specifically affect the food supply. So we have diesel shortages right now, which affects everything from the farmer's tractor to the tractor trailers that take food to the marketplace. This was a lower than normal yield year for American harvest, so there isn't as many good things. There is extraordinary pressure on the fertilizer market. A lot of farmers, because the price of fertilizer went up so much, they cut back on their fertilizer, which further hurt their yields and set in motion a 2 or 3 year sort of path towards the food supply that's going to be constrained. When you look out over the horizon and you see us entering into 2023, what sort of warning signs do you see why someone should get prepared now and have that emergency food supply in place now?
Well, this is one thing that I've learned over the years, John, is that it is better to be prepared before an emergency or disaster happens. And right now, we see this impending, issues coming aboard. Like you mentioned, you know, inflation is up. The cost for everything is skyrocketing. Like you mentioned, farmers have not been able to produce their normal yields that they are used to producing, which is going to cause a shortages in the food supply chain. And right now, now is the time to take advantage of it, because we know that this is coming. This is not something that, you know, we're yelling because the sky is falling. These are facts. And it is going to affect Americans in ways that we really haven't seen in a very, very long time. And the warning that I can give is to do it now while you can. Get prepared before you start seeing these headlines that it's here. Do it now. And you know, that is the thing that I can say, and that I tell all of our customers. Even if you can't get everything that you want to get, start now, but get little pieces. Let's start chipping away at it. Like I mentioned previously, emergency preparedness is a journey, not a destination. There's things that customers are adding monthly. They're adding weekly. Don't feel don't feel like you have to get everything all at once. Take your time to do it, but get something and get started now.
Yeah, that's so important, literally getting started now. And one of the amazing things, this struck me when we were last together, we talked about this, you're still selling these extraordinary emergency food supply kits at 2019 prices. No one's at 2019, 2020 prices right now. How did you pull that off?
You know, again, we want to be prepared, and we purchase, you know, so many months in advance these raw materials when the prices were lower. We invested a significant amount of money in order to do this. And honestly, John, at the end, the more people that My Patriot Supply can help out by having affordable emergency food, the better off everybody is going to be. Because at this point, right now, where we're at, it's really about making sure that our neighbors, ourselves, everybody's taken care of, and everybody has the ability to get prepared. Because like we mentioned, and that was, again, another reason why My Patriot Supply even came about, was only a certain amount of people who, you know, were the well-off ones could afford emergency food. Not today. Not ever since My Patriot Supply has come into business. It's because I had an affordable means so everybody can take advantage of it. In fact, if you really do the math, it's probably a lot more affordable, our product, than going to the grocery store on a weekly basis, or, you know, every other week, or whatever families do. And, you know, you're eating, you're feeding your family for dollars a day and getting them the nutrition, the calories, the protein that they need.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. And when you get one of these kits, the 3 month supply is the most amazing kit. You get these 6 rugged water resistant buckets, and they're just chock full of things. And by the way, you're not just getting breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You get some snacks. I remember seeing a rice pudding, and they're like, wow, that's a great idea. I like that. That's a good thing. I'm in on that. Drinks. It's a really incredible ensemble when you open up one of these buckets and you look and see what's in there. When someone gets their first kit, what is the first thing they're going to see when they open it up? What should they expect when they pop open the bucket?
Well, let me do a go on that. The way that we ship our product, John, is, you know, obviously we want to be able to get product to people very, very fast and discreetly, because a lot of people are kind of worried about what they have in their home. They don't want a lot of people to know what it is that they have, because, you know, you could potentially become a target. And so we ship all of our packages in plain cardboard boxes. And again, we realized that, hey, we could do a lot of advertising with our boxes going out. You know, we could put on everything and just increase awareness, but we don't do that because we value our customers and we value their privacy as well. So all of your meals, they're shipped in plain cardboard boxes. So when you get it, you open up the box, you pull out the pail, and you simply rip the tab open on the reclosable lid. You open it up, and you'll have your pouches there. So let's say, for instance, if you want to have mac and cheese one night, you simply go to your pail, open it up, grab out the pouch of mac and cheese, close the lid, and you're done. If you want to have pasta Alfredo, again, you go to your bucket, grab a pouch of pasta Alfredo, add that to the boiling water, dinner's ready in 10 to 15 minutes. And it's such a cool, unique experience, and it's very, very convenient. You know, again, traditionally, emergency food has always come in those large, bulky cans, which for smaller family sizes, it's a little overwhelming. You know, you have to consume it within a short period of time. And, you know, if you're just a smaller family, you're not going to go through those servings before it gets exposed to oxygen, before it starts to turn stale. And so that's why we package it in the smaller serving size pouches. So if you don't need to use that full pouch, there's a built-in zipper that you can simply close it back up, put it back into your bucket, and then use it within the next 7 to 10 days. So it is very, very convenient the way that we've even packaged our product with the pouches as opposed to number 10 size cans. And don't get me wrong, the cans, they have their place, but a majority of people love the convenience of the pouches. So now you're only dealing with 4 servings of pasta Alfredo instead of 24 servings of pasta Alfredo, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's so smart. And I can assure you, having now tasted the food, this isn't your dad's MREs from the military. These are really remarkably good dinners and ready to go. And like I said, the night I came home, it was late. I was really kind of drained. And, you know, 7-8 minutes, boom, you're up and running and a little hot water and you're ready to go. It's a pretty amazing experience. When you do this as giving a gift, everyone here thinking about now, last minute gift giving, I want to get someone to their house. I want to surprise them. Any unique ways to send this? Any unique messages that when you send a gift like this that people have used to explain why I chose this as my Christmas gift for you?
You know, I think people just knowing what the product is and understanding what it is the message itself. You know, when you receive a gift of emergency food, you know, you can understand that whoever sent that to you really must care about you and want you to be okay. And so I think the message that you're trying to say is the gift of the actual product. And again, there's so many different varieties out there. There's so many different options out there, whether you want a preparedness crate that has some, you know, water filtration bottles in there, a ways to start a fire, a 4-in-1 weather radio along with the food. There's so many different ways that you can go about it, so many different things. Again, because there's not a one-size-fits-all, you can go through and really make it customized for the people that you're giving these gifts to.
I'm such a huge fan of My Patriot Supply. Now I'm always surfing the site. You have so many other amazing things, even beyond the preparedness food. There are first aid kits. There are special stoves that you can use. 100-hour candle. That was one of the ones I liked. I got a couple of those for my cabin. There is a lot of unique other items that you can build into a food kit and make sure that when you're ready, you're really ready. Those are becoming more and more popular, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, for example, you know, we have the solar power bank that, you know, last year in Texas, you know, when they had that freeze that normally Texas doesn't freeze. Texas is a place that typically does not get cold, freezing weather like they did last year. And I cannot tell you how many letters, how many phone calls we got of customers saying, oh my gosh, because of this little solar powered power pack, I was able to charge my cell phone. So I could get news updates, I could get weather updates, I could keep in touch with my family. And, you know, it's those little things that we kind of take for granted of, you know, because we live in such a modern world, such a convenient world that we just think that these items, these technologies are always going to be available to us. You know, when we don't have any power, how do we charge our cell phones? You know, so these are the things that customers are starting to become more aware about. And say, oh my gosh, maybe I need a couple of these things. Because again, with this power bank, and there's a solar power panel on it that you set it outside for a few hours, it charges with the sun and it stores that energy up. So then you can plug your cell phone into that power bank and charge your cell phone. So it's these little things that are becoming more and more common, and more people are understanding the need for these little things. You know, water filtration is another item that we have. You know, we have an amazing product with water filtration. So if you live close to a lake, a stream, a river, a pond, any type of a water source, you can have that water filtered through our product, or, you know, these filters, and have clean potable water to prepare your meals with, use it for drinking water, for showering, for washing your dishes, everything. You can have it. And again, all these items, John, are to help people have that peace of mind, that if something were to happen, they can still continue to provide the things that they need for their family.
Yeah, it is remarkable. And when you look through the site, one of the things you're going to see, folks, is that the number of satisfied customers who give 5-star reviews off the chart. Tens and tens and tens of thousands of people who went through this process.
That's no lie, Don. In fact, I'm so glad you said that, because we have over 40 and 50,000 4- and 5-star reviews on our products, on all of our products. And so these have been tested. These are not reviews done by bots or by companies. These are actual customer reviews. And that is one thing that we are super proud of. You know, our customers, we love our customers, and they're amazing customers, and they give a positive, honest feedback on our products. And, you know, when we get, you know, reviews that we don't feel are very accurate, we have an amazing team that will do that, that'll reach out to those customers, that'll make sure that they are taken care of, that their wants and that their needs are met, and that their reviews are honest and truthful.
Yeah. And one of the things I found when I went through the reviews, just preparing for our partnership, a lot of other people had the same experience I had, which is, hey, this actually tastes really good. It's a real surprise. It's good stuff. And you'll see that all through the reviews. Really worth checking out, folks. It's a great thing. Now, Joe, you've been really kind. You've set up something special for the Just the News John Solomon Reports family. You've created our own URL. It's really easy to remember, folks. Preparewithsolomon.com. Preparewithsolomon.com. Hit that URL. You're going to get the special discounts with all of the savings, whether you're buying a 4-week supply, a 3-month supply. All of the discounts are available uniquely to you through that URL, and you can give it as a gift. I think that's what you ought to be thinking about this Christmas. Surprise someone with a really thoughtful gift, the gift of peace of mind, the gift of preparedness. Really great idea from My Patriot Supply. Joe, any parting thoughts as we head into the holidays?
Hey, you know, just remember your neighbors. You know, there are a lot of people who are a lot less fortunate than those. And just keep in mind and be aware, you know, be aware of people. You know, we are in such a weird time right now. And, you know, now is the time to take advantage of the things that we're able to take advantage of. Because, you know, with what 2023 looks like is going to be bringing to us, it's not going to be an easy year. And so do what you need to do. Get ready now. Start now. Get it done as quickly, as reasonably as you can. But again, just get started now. I mean, that's probably the best advice, best thing that I can give, because again, it's so much easier to get prepared before an emergency than it is during or even afterwards.
Yeah. Don't have delayed person's regret is what I always used to call it. I wish I had done that. Never, you don't ever want to find yourself in that situation, particularly in a disaster. Joe, we love this.
It's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling, but get it done now.
Yep. And it's such an easy thing to do. And now with some of the best prices you're ever going to get, folks. So preparewithsolomon.com. That's an easy way. If you want to look at the whole holiday gift guide, justthenews.com/offers. You're going to see the incredible offer from my friends at My Patriot Supply. Joe, this has been a great conversation. People get excited every time we talk together. I want to wish you and your family and the extended family at My Patriot Supply a very Merry Christmas.
Thanks so much, John. We appreciate you guys. And again, if there's anything we can do, please let us know. If your audience or viewers have any questions, call us up. We'll be more than happy to walk through and find items that work specifically for you and your family. We're here to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You will reach somebody that works for us. It's in our offices. They're ready to go, ready to help you out.
Yeah, such a great idea. Joe, this was a great conversation. Really looking forward to it. Folks, hit that URL, preparewithsolomon.com. Incredible offers, great Christmas gifts. Go do it today. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Really grateful you can join us. A big thank you to Dr. Kelly Ward for giving us that very detailed update about what's going on in Arizona in the elections, and to Joe Reek, who really walked us through the who, what, when, where, why of My Patriot Supply, one of the most trusted preparedness companies in the world. And of course, one of our great partners. They have a special offer for you. If you want to go take advantage of it, all you got to do is go to preparewithsolomon.com. You're going to get all those discounts on the 3 month, the 4 week, whatever you want. All of the different food preparedness kits are available at a huge discount. And by the way, 2019 prices. Nothing is at 2019 prices these days. So go check that out, preparewithsolomon.com. If you want to do the holiday gift guide and check out the heat holders and the Tommy John and the AMAC memberships, even get a Just the News subscription, give that as a gift. All you got to do is go to justthenews.com/offers, justthenews.com/offers. That's where our holiday gift guide resides right now. At least 9 incredible fresh ideas for holiday gifts that you might not have thought of. Check that out. And of course, we also have some special offers. And one of those that I wanted to bring to your attention, because it's time sensitive, you don't want to miss the opportunity, is coming up with my good friends at Heat Holders. And so I'm going to the cabin this week. I've got a couple trees on the ground. I want to cut them up. It's going to be cold. It's going to be below 30 degrees in the morning. And there isn't a better, warmer, more comfortable pair of thermal socks than the ones I get from Heat Holders. They keep the cold on the outside. They keep the soft on the inside. And by the way, it isn't just socks they have. I now have one of my knit fleece caps that come from Heat Holders. That's incredibly warm. The ears don't get cold. You feel comfortable and dry from your feet to your head and everywhere in between. They've got gloves. They've got throws. They've got scarves. They're incredibly fashionable. So what I suggest is you go out to Heat Holders today and take advantage of their special sale. It's a special sale for Just the News family members. All you got to do when you go to the checkout is enter the code JUSTNEWS at heatholders.com. You're going to be supporting them. You'll be supporting our journalism when you do this. Get some great hats, gloves, throws, and of course their signature socks. And you're going to get 15% off when you put the code JUSTNEWS in at checkout. That's all you got to do. JUSTNEWS at checkout, 15% off, and you're going to receive free shipping if you purchase $25 or more. That's not hard to do. They've got so many great products. Go check them out today. Heat Holders are not ordinary socks. They're not ordinary hats. They're not ordinary gloves, but they are extraordinarily good at keeping you warm and comfortable during this cold winter season that lies ahead. So go check them out today. Heatholders.com. Use the code JUSTNEWS. You'll be off and running in no time. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports. Hey, we've got a great set of shows this weekend. Some scoopy news all the way through. Governor Kristi Noem, you're going to hear from her on Sunday. She's got some new initiatives taking on communist China from a state perspective, protecting her farmland, protecting her state phones from TikTok and all of the espionage going on there. You're not going to want to miss that. On Saturday, we've got a great conversation coming up. By the way, we're going to introduce you to one of the executives from Heat Holders tomorrow, have a good conversation about that. But we're going to have a good conversation with a Democrat, Senator Robert Torricelli, former senator, U.S. senator from New Jersey, about the Biden administration's failed approach to Iran. This is a Democrat taking on his own president and his own party, saying, we've got it wrong in Iran. We should be speaking up, embracing the protesters on the ground in Iran. And he also has some very powerful words about the cancel culture that liberals have now imposed on America. You're going to love what Senator Bob Torricelli says in this interview. It's a very deep, thoughtful interview. He goes back to some of our great leaders in time, talks about their admonitions about why freedom matters. And by the way, it isn't enough just to be free. It's how you use your freedom. And he's very disturbed by what particularly the left has done to censor thought and free exchange of ideas in what used to be the freest country in the world. Senator Barbara Torricelli, this is an interview you won't want to miss on Saturday. As I said, Kristi Noem on Sunday, former Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf will be on here. We'll get an update on the border. Some very troubling things there. Ken Paxton, the Attorney General from Texas, he's also got an update on the border. He's itching to get back to the Supreme Court to enforce the ability of a state to impose immigration laws when the federal government refuses to do so. We're going to talk about what's behind that. Alan Dershowitz going to be here to talk about some of the emerging legal disputes around the country. He's always a great guest. And Claudia Tenney, the current congresswoman from New York, she has just started a brand new caucus focused on family businesses in Congress, putting the attention on Main Street America. We're going to get an update from Claudia Tenney on why that is so important at this very moment in American history. A great set of shows all weekend long. We got you covered. Tune in on Saturday while you're out in the yard or out Christmas shopping, Sunday while you're reading the newspaper and getting into the Sunday routine before the football games start. We've got great shows Saturday and Sunday for you. And of course, go check out the holiday guide one more time, justthenews.com/offers. Justthenews.com/offers. You're going to get 9 original ideas handpicked by me in partnership with our great advertisers and sponsors. 9 incredible, unique gifts, subscriptions, memberships, socks, loungewear, you name it, we've got it in that list. And with incredible special discounts you can only get because you're a member of the Just the News family. Go check it out. All right, folks, that wraps it up. Have a great Friday evening. God bless you. And God bless this extraordinary country of the United States, as he always has. You've been listening to John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.